Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom. Trump announcement Tuesday.
Oh, come on, man. Happy Tuesday to you, Evan, back on the board. Our fair audience, welcome.
Ebon got married.
Yeah, congratulations.
What? I know he's got new jewelry on his finger and everything.
Man, I'm not a ring guy either, but woof, I like it. I like it. I'm not going to take it off when I'm doing the dishes, you feel me?
I hear you, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations to the lovely Haley, Mrs. Ebon, as she'll be known around here.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats to both of you guys. Now get back to work, man. We got a big show. Today also marks the glorious return to the airwaves of our pal Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct, right here on the Civic Media and Devil Radio and WAUK and all across the network. Matt Flynn joining us at 4:30. Dom. He was in the mother country. He was in Sicily.
Oh, man, I'm so jealous right now. I didn't tell you. I'm going in April, just so you know.
Sicily?
Italy.
Matt spent his 75th birthday, a little sabbatical. In Italy! I am also very, very envious.
Totally, man.
Well, welcome back. He brought some crappy weather. Thanks, Matt.
As long as you brought some cannolis.
Yeah. Leave the gun. Take the cannolis, right?
Not like James Santel. by the way, Jim, my understanding will be joining us on Friday. Former U.S. attorney, friend of ours. Morning cannolis on Saturday mornings. He's going to bring us some cannolis on Friday.
Dom, there are legal updates all across the Trump prosecution spectrum.
Yes.
But, you know, let's save the good news for later. Donald Trump going to make a big announcement primetime tonight from Mar-a-Lago. And ironically, I find it ironic, Wisconsin Republicans, they're kind of walking away from the guy.
What?
On his announcement day, where, I ask you, Dom, is the loyalty? The headline here, Molly Beck and Lawrence Andrea at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The headline, Dom, he's the past. They're talking about Trump. Did anybody tell the base the cult leader is the past?
Right. And now you say it?
The headline goes on to say Wisconsin Republicans distance themselves from another Donald Trump candidacy. Good luck with that. It ain't about you. It's about the base. Wisconsin Republicans.
I'm sorry, Kirk. It's not about them or the base. It's about Donald Trump.
Well, of course it is. They fear the base, though. It's not actually Donald Trump. We now see that. We see so many of them turning on Trump. You know, suddenly they found God 6 years later.
Once but they the had base, a crappy midterm.
The vast majority of the base, they don't play the inside politics. Not in the same way, you know, the Wisconsin GOP does. Good luck
does
walking
well.
Away.
That does not bode well for the GOP. That's in disarray, Crudy.
I see their chairman's leaving that position here, Wisconsin GOP chair. Paul Farrow not running for re-election, but we'll get
nope,
to that.
No,
he'll
spend
well.
More time running for his own election in Waukesha County. I think it's the executive out there. And spending time with the family, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, here is what former U.S. Speaker Paul Ryan had to say. Trump's kind of a drag on our ticket, he said to WISN-TV.
He is a drag for sure.
Donald Trump gives us problems politically. We lost the House, the Senate, and the White House in 2 years when Trump was on the ballot or in office. And I think we just have some Trump hangover. Oh, you got a hangover.
Now, there's a guy who actually could have stood up and led and fought back against all the things that are wrong with MAGA, but he didn't. He walked away, cashed out, and now he's got something to say?
Dom, specifically, He merged their agenda. Yes. The same Paul Ryan, and I would remind all that listen to my voice, Paul Ryan disinvited Donald Trump from the first CD. Paul Ryan served in the first CD, Southeastern Wisconsin, but he disinvited him from what? The big hoopla, the big barbecue, because the Access Hollywood tape came out before the freaking election, and you embraced him, and you embraced him for 4 years, and then you walked away, Paul Ryan, ever so courageously, had a cash out for the Foxy News board. But anyways, more. Retired Republican strategist Brandon Scholes, a former chairman of the Wisconsin GOP, was more direct. Donald Trump isn't the future of the Republican Party. He's the past. More quotes, Tom. Republicans need to seriously think about what their future is going to be, because if they're going to hitch their wagon to Donald Trump, they're going to walk around the woods for a long time. Tell me if you see Hillary out there. Republicans were anticipating sweeping races up and down the tickets from November 8th's midterm election as the country grapples with rising inflation under Democratic control of the White House and both houses of Congress. But the election outcome was mixed. In Wisconsin, Democrats kept the key offices of governor and attorney general through campaigns almost entirely focused on the issue of abortion. And U.S. Senator Ron Johnson narrowly won a third term. Boo. Trump is expected to announce a campaign for president today, Dom, while prominent state Republicans are trying to are tying their losses to Trump, saying his toxicity to suburban voters, especially women, is creating fundamental problems for the party.
All of a sudden, Donald Trump is turning off the women. It's not, you know, overturning of Roe. It's not the nastiness of the embraced mega movement. Now it's all Donald Trump's fault. It's his fault.
Dominic, in the governor's race, Trump-endorsed candidate Tim Michaels fell short of former gubernator Scotty Wanker's performance in the Milwaukee suburbs in 18.
You're welcome.
And U.S. Rep. Scott Fitzgerald, who represents the western suburbs of Milwaukee in the 5th, was one of the earliest supporters among Wisconsin Republicans to get behind Trump in 2016. Even at one point, coining the Trump train chant resembling a train's whistle. Ebone, find the Mike Pence Trump train. We've got that. He's sort of got a beautiful alto, Dom.
Yes, he's a singing voice.
Do you have it? See if you can find it. We'll come back.
All right, while he does that, give us a thumbs up, Evan, when you find it. On Tuesday, Kurti Fitzgerald instead focused on Trump's top competition, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantimonious is who you mean.
Fitzgerald said this, "I'll just tell you this. The DeSantis thing is real. When I'm in the district, a lot of Republicans, and especially over the last couple of months, it's just been since the election. It's like, the DeSantis thing is real," Fitzgerald said when asked if he is supportive of a 2024 Trump campaign. "I think if you ask a full room of Republicans right now, they may be split. I don't know where they would be, but it's kind of interesting to see that DeSantis has grabbed so much of the limelight right now."
Dominic, one time I got to directly question Scott Fitzgerald in public post WisPolitics luncheon, if you'll recall, post Access Hollywood videotape dropping right around the time Trump was being disinvited by Paul Ryan to the first CD barbecue. And Scott Fitzgerald, and you know, he's got sort of a bright, shiny red nose, sort of Rudolph like. And as I spoke to him, his cheeks started to match. He started flushing because I asked him, "Is there any line this man could cross and lose your support?" And my takeaway that day from Scott Fitzgerald, then a state senator, now Congressman Fitzgerald, reelected Congressman Fitzgerald, his answer was effectively, no, he could do anything. Until now, Tom.
Until now. More comments from Wisconsin Republicans. U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman, crew, we talked about him yesterday. Here's what
he said. Grothman?
Grothman, yes.
Because I'm sure the former president called him Grothman, and effectively that became his name for a couple of years, right? He just took the name that Trump monikered him with. Mispronounced it, so I guess I will too.
"I'm sure there will be other candidates running. I'll be really interested to see what Ron DeSantis does. Also, U.S. Rep. Ryan Stile, who represents the 1st Congressional District, you know, formerly Paul Ryan's, and U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany, said they were focused on House leadership elections, avoiding the question. We're just focused on what we have to do today with leadership elections, Tiffany said. That's just two years out.
You know, it's very, sorry to interrupt again. It's very, very interesting to me that Glenn Grothman, the most Trumpian congressman in the 217th Congress, I believe it was, Dom, Grothman is now all on board waiting on DeSantis. And it's probably not the 217th Congress. I think I got the math wrong. But anyways, Grothman was like the most Trumpian, declared the most Trumpian of all the U.S. congressmen. I mean, more than Louis Gohmert. And he, at two, Glenn.
At two, Glenn, at two. As mentioned, Paul Farrell.
Pants, pants.
Trump.
Pants, pants.
Lovely when he says the pants, pants, pants.
Yes, yes, that's Scott Fitzgerald. I guess he was just elected congressman at the point. Anyway, let's get back to the Milwaukee Journal article here. Paul Farrell, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, he declined to comment about the party's feelings about Donald Trump in 2024. But Crudy, also from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bill Glauber reporting that Farrell won't run for re-election as chairman of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin.
Dominic, the Republican Party's in disarray!
Yeah, I've been telling you, man! Instead, Farrell said he will gear up for his third term leading Waukesha County in the spring election. His successor could be chosen as early as next month. Quote, I'm going to focus the next 4 months on my election. We have a spring election cycle, so the party needs to focus on. I won't be able to split my time effectively between the two.
Dominic, I've got a little more from the wanker. Walker ran for president against Trump in the 16th cycle and exited the race in 2015 after just 71 days, right, Dom? Calling on Republicans to coalesce around another candidate. And after Trump secured the nomination and the presidency, Wanker became an outspoken supporter. Now Walker says he's holding off, pledging to do the same in 2024. Here's what Wanker says. If he is the nominee, he certainly does, but I'm not going to wait. I think he's earned the right to be in the mix. There's a lot of other people who are good friends who might be potential candidates. I'm not making a commitment until well into the future.
Man, I hope Donald Trump today during his announcement announces a third party run.
Oh, that would be sweet. A little bit more. Walker thinks Trump should have supported Michaels. It would have been great for all the money he's raising if he spent some of it on Michaels, some of these key races across the country. That didn't happen. Come back. More Devils.
Say no more.
I thought I did some grocery shopping. I'm at Wegner's and my
tell you what I'm feeling inside. I could lie to myself, but it's true. When they go low, we get high. No, the Devil's Advocates.
We are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We can take your calls at 844-967-2789. Our pal Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn direct going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Dominic, Republicans have a theory where they went wrong in the midterms. Here's a headline at Salon. I know you posted this one, buddy. Why did single women vote for Democrats? Republicans have an asinine theory. Republicans believe Democrats have brainwashed unmarried ladies who have been clearly unable to think for themselves.
that's going to get you the female vote. Keep on talking, Republicans.
Dominic, after the heavily predicted red wave of the 2022 midterms turned out to be an illusion, it was really no mystery why Republicans failed to capitalize on the political tailwinds that, according to conventional wisdom and political history, should have given them much bigger wins. Blame Donald Trump and Justice Samuel Alito for the 1-2 punch of inciting an insurrection, which some say was wildly unpopular, and overturning the right to abortion, which was highly popular. Americans, it turns out, are protective of democracy and their basic human rights. And it turned out, they turned out, Americans did, in huge numbers to vote for Democrats, or more precisely, to vote against Republicans, who are a threat to both. The smart thing for Republicans to do is clear enough. Stop stoking Trump election lies and scale back this tsunami of racism, sexism, and homophobia currently fueling their party.
So basically, don't be who you are, Republicans.
Change everything. But there's no chance that will happen, of course. Let's remember that Republicans also flirted with moderating their message after losing the 2012 election, only to go precisely in the opposite direction by nominating Trump in 16. Looking inward and engaging in self-reflection is antithesis of everything the modern GOP stands for. So instead, the right is looking outward for someone besides themselves to blame, and they've landed on a favorite scapegoat. Single women. Worse. In blaming single women for their own political fate, conservatives are wallowing in a ludicrous conspiracy theory based on a premise that having an F on your driver's license renders you incapable of autonomous thought. Yes, it's true. Republicans are big mad that single women voted for Democrats, and their explanation for this is that Democrats are brainwashing those hapless, unfortunate women who don't have husbands to make their decisions for them. Yeah. here's an example, Dom.
Quote, oh, it's terrible.
Unmarried women in America are lost, miserable, addicted to SSRIs and alcohol, racked with guilt from abortion, and wandering from partner to partner, wrote Joel Berry, managing editor of the popular right-wing site Babylon Bee. They are the Democrats' core base now, and Democrats will do everything possible to manufacture more of them. Do we have a factory, Dom?
Yes, a binder is of women.
Dominic, Molly Hemingway, the editor-in-chief of the Federalist, was less colorful in her language, but nonetheless aired a similar claim about the massive political incentive Democrats have given to women, you know, unmarried women. Dom, here's what she said. One of the fascinating things about our ongoing political realignment is the massive political incentive Democrats have to keep women unmarried. I can understand women's incentive to stay unmarried, Dom, because my poor wife's been at it for 20 years, and, you know, she got the worst end of the deal, I'd like to think. But I don't.
I know. And especially coming off of overturning Roe. You know what I mean? I think you'd get the point here. Another one here, Crudy, a headline at the right-wing Washington Examiner. No one benefits more from the destruction of the American family than the Democratic Party. Also, Crudy, Andrew Torba, who runs the far-right social media site Gab, sent out a newsletter declaring that democracy is illegitimate because, quote, the godless, unmarried whores of Babylon select your leaders so they can continue to slaughter their children. And Fox News host Jesse
Winters. Wow. That's sort of a harsh assessment, Tom.
You think?
I've been accused of being blunt, but that's a little beyond blunt.
Oh, wow. It's very offensive, of course, and insulting to most people. Fox News host Jesse Winters, in the most viral example of this particular talking point, said, quote, Democrat policies are designed to keep women single and implored male viewers to get the ladies under control. Guys, go put a ring on it. How male Fox News viewers are supposed to talk these unruly Democratic voting women into marrying them was left unexplained, although Waters has previously hinted at the usefulness of coercion when it comes to romance. While Republican politicians have generally been a bit more circumspect about their language, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri tipped his hand on a not-that-subtle endorsement of this conspiracy theory, retweeting conservative Brad Wilcox, who prominently drew attention to single women's Democratic leanings, complaining that, quote, fewer adults are opening their hearts, lives, and minds to marriage and children. These accusations that Democrats are somehow preventing women from getting hitched are deliberately vague on the mechanics. Are Democrats crashing weddings and intervening when the official asks if anyone has cause to object? Are they rewriting dating app software so liberal-leaning women will only see video game addicts who refuse to leave the house? Have they forced every eligible man to leave the country? If you dig into the comments under those angry right-wing tweets, the outlines of the conspiracy theory these commentators are hinting at become a bit clearer. Reproductive rights, equal access to abortion, social welfare policies, as a side note, which are always more generous in the right-wing imagination than in real life, are routinely blamed for somehow tricking women out of marriage. The idea that Democrats use basic human rights to lure gullible young women away from their true destiny and most cherished desire, which of course is to be the dotting helpmeet of a Republican dude. Democrats, the idea goes, get women hooked on a sinister cocktail of equality and freedom, and therefore hopelessly addicted to voting for Democrats.
Dom, let me bring this piece to conclusion before we welcome Matt Flynn. As with the big lie, this is all about Republicans telling themselves that entire groups of Americans are not legitimate voters or citizens and don't deserve a say in government. Conservatives bitter retreat into conspiracy theory after their disappointing midterm results strongly suggest that the Republican Party has no inclination to moderate anything about its policies or messaging. Instead, we can expect the right to double down on fascistic assumption that people like them and only real Americans should get the vote. Come back, Matt Flynn, our fine guest.
Such a nasty
trust
woman.
Fund.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. And we welcome back to the airwaves, the glorious return to our buddy, the Don, Matt Flynn, fresh from me, sabbatical in Sicily and all across Italy. Matt, A, we're both very envious of you, sir. And B, welcome back, man. How you feeling? Rested and relaxed, I hope.
I'm feeling good. I didn't have a bad meal in all of Italy. Surprise.
Oh, I bet.
Surprise. Surprise, surprise.
So, actually,
I'm on two phone, I'm on two platforms here. Apparently, I'm on here. Can you hear me this way or no?
Oh, we're hearing you twice, Matt, so only one's okay, going to be necessary.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Still hearing an echo, Matt. I tell you what, hold on a second.
Yeah.
How about now, Matt?
You're muted on Zoom, so my guess is your speakers are a little loud over there. You're just coming through the phone twice. If you unmute yourself, we'll have you.
Bye, Matt. we'll reconnect with our good friend Matt Flynn here in just a moment. Matt Flynn, fresh off a sabbatical in Italy, in Sicily, Dom. Making offers they couldn't refuse, I suppose.
I know, man, and it's gorgeous. You know, we went to go visit Izzy in Europe. While she studies over there for her high school, or her freshman year in high school, she'll be back at the end of January. And then now Steph's got the bug. So, like, as I mentioned, man, I'm going to hopefully get some good recommendations from Matt, and we'll be checking it out sometime into April.
Matt Flynn, can you hear us now? Okay. Welcome, Matt Flynn. Welcome back, Matt.
The eagle has landed. The eagle has landed.
All right, there. Hey, Matt.
Houston, we may have a problem.
It's good to be back, gentlemen. Good to be back. But Italy, I'll tell you what, we went to Sicily, Carina, Sicily, and then we went to Naples, and then we went to Rome and Florence. I'll tell you what, it was a great trip. Great, great trip. And it's tough to be back. I was gone for a while, but raring to go.
Man, didn't I see you on White Lotus on HBO recently?
Hey. You know, I had a ball. I had a ball. It was it was on a ship. And the funny thing is, I got to tell you guys, when I was in the Navy, we did one deployment in the Med, and I went to all these cities in the Navy. The difference was, the food was a lot better this time, and I didn't have to stand the midwatch, okay?
Nice.
That was the difference.
Matt, what was your reaction to the U.S. midterm elections? You must have been catching them from afar, and that's probably the best place to catch them from. But, Matt, ultimately, the response, especially here in Wisconsin, split ticket. Did you see that one coming?
You know, I didn't. And the thing is, I'm close to these guys. You know that, Tony Evers and to Mandela and the whole gang. And I did follow it over there. Believe it or not, their TV has improved, the reception on these ships. I was watching MSNBC, so I was seeing it pretty much in real time. And here's my view. I mean, Tony Evers done a good job as governor. He's the incumbent. And it wasn't a surprise to me that he could hold on, because he hasn't made any enemies. Mandela, I was astounded how well he surged back. You know, he was down 5 points in the polls. And, you know, they blackened his face. They darkened his face in the ads and they slimed him. And he fought and clawed his way back. And I got to say, I mean, I think that's a guy, a young guy with a lot of leadership ability, and he's got to stay active. I was very glad to see that Josh Call won. I think right now it looks like Doug La Follette's ahead still. That's a razor. I was very sad to see Brad Paff lose, you know, lose Ron Kind's seat.
Yeah.
But I was glad to see Jeff Smith win up in the Eau Claire area. And we held the fire line on things like the veto-proof legislature. So, there was overall good news, but frankly, we are the most gerrymandered state in the country. And our legislators, we put great candidates up, and there's nothing they can do. And frankly, until we change our Supreme Court, federal and state, and you know we have a race coming up for the state Supreme Court that would put it back in decent hands. I'm backing Janet Protasiewicz, a terrific judge. We got to beat this Kelly guy, and we got to get that judicial seat. So these are the random thoughts I had as I was sitting on a ship off of Naples.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got our fine friend and host here on the Civic Media Network. He is Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct. Matt is also the twice elected Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin. He was a gubernatorial candidate. And Matt, here's my question. Being sort of a political insider that you have been historically, did the DCCC abandon Brad Paff? I mean, I'm watching the outcomes, and be it Mandela Barnes losing by 27,000 votes, or be it Brad Paff losing, you know, by 4% in a race where he was outspent 4-1.
Right.
It's easy to play armchair quarterback on Monday morning or right. Wednesday morning, as the case may be. But, Matt, is there blame to be cast? Shouldn't these races have been won?
Right. I hate to do the blame game because I want to unify our party. But I will say this that is obvious. The DCCC could have put in more resources in the 3rd Congressional District here. That charge has been leveled against them nationally. If they'd put more money into Ohio, it's possible that that's the Senate campaign committee, that Tim Ryan had a real shot there. As it turned out, Sherry Beasley in North Carolina and Val Demings in Florida, less of a shot, and yet they put a ton of money in there. Although I like those candidates, and they were great candidates. But it's always possible after the fact to point the finger, and I agree. If we'd had a crystal ball, they would have put a ton of money into Ohio, less in North Carolina and Florida, and they would have put a ton of money into Brad Paff. But here, let me tell you something. There was a woman who won a race in the state of Washington that Jaime Herrera Butler, whatever her name was, lost in a primary to a Trumper. And this is a Republican seat. And everybody said, there's no way in hell our gal could win. You know how much money the DCCC gave her? Nothing. A goose egg. And she still won. So the thing is, the 3rd Congressional District, I knew Al Baldus. You know, I know Ron Kind. He's a friend of mine. I know Brad Paff. And that the fact is that the district has shifted. So I don't know that Brad was going to win under any circumstances in retrospect. But, yeah, he could have had more money. No question. I contributed to him. But, I mean... yeah, he could have had more money.
Yeah. Have
that didn't money. Do it, though.
Man, I'd give it
my
all
500 bucks to... didn't do it.
I'd give it all away for just a little bit more. Matt Flynn, Direct. Let me ask you this one. This one that always kind of gets me is when you have these incumbent Republicans running unopposed, thinking like Mike Gallagher, thinking Glenn Grothman. Is there no one to step up in those spots to, you know, run as a D, martyr themselves, if nothing else, give other people perhaps a vote, a chance to a reason to come out and vote against perhaps Grothman? People maybe not like him as much. What do you think about leaving some of these Republicans unchallenged?
Yeah, I think it's a big mistake. When I was the party chairman, we fielded candidates in all 99 assembly districts and all congressional districts. We even went up and recruit people. We'd go up to people and say, do you want to run for... And the way you do it, and here's what I did, is I said to the local party chairman, if you don't recruit somebody, I want one of your officers to do it. You know, the secretary, the treasurer, or one of you guys. Just stick your name on the ballot because your relatives will come out, your friends will come out. It helps the ticket. The other thing is you get go to the Young Dems. Young people love to do it, and they don't mind going on a kamikaze mission. Glenn Grothman was opposed by Danny Cole last time as a great candidate. That district is gerrymandered and very difficult. Gallagher was opposed by one of our candidates who is not, frankly, a strong candidate. She didn't make a lot of mistakes. But that's a district in the Green Bay area that theoretically, I mean, Father Cornell held that district. We had other people hold that district. It's been gerrymandered. But my statement would be go to the Young Dems. Have the head of the Young Dems there. Get on the ballot. It's exciting. You know, put a knife between your teeth and run into combat. But if you're not going to do it, then you better have the chairman of the Brown County Party do it.
Right.
You can't leave them uncontested. You can't.
Come on, man. You name drop with all these people you know. Get on someone's ass and tell them that should never, right. ever happen again. I can't believe it.
When's the last time you ran for elective office, Dom?
We need you as a candidate.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll run against Grothman if nobody else does. I'll promise you that, man. A couple of observations. Of course, 72% of women between 18 and 29, I believe it was, came out and voted for the Democratic candidates. I mean, that was a big push for the Dems. On the other side of the turnout in the city of Milwaukee, woefully disappointing. Matt, your thoughts on those two numbers?
The turnout in Milwaukee was very sad. It was like 30,000 less and in the county. And everybody had hoped that Mandela being on the ticket would trigger it, and so it really did not. The sad fact is that Dane County sometimes turns out more votes than Milwaukee County, and we're a hell of a lot bigger.
Yeah.
But you guys over there, You vote in these astronomical figures, and over here, everybody yawns and walks around. I don't know what the answer is. I do know that people in Milwaukee, and it's not just the suburbs, but people in the city sometimes think, well, you know, what does it matter? Because there are some issues in the 06 area code and a lot of others. But you're absolutely right. And Dane County turned out magnificently. Milwaukee County did not. I mean, if Milwaukee County had turned out in the same level, Mandela would have won. He would have won, but you know they didn't do it. And if you're asking for a prescription, there's also within the African American community different points of view about different candidates, quite frankly. Yeah. And so there's a fair amount of that. I think that it takes a charismatic leader who is really catches people. When Obama ran, there was tremendous turnout. So. But I give you the point. There's no question about it. Madison did great, and Milwaukee did not do great in this one.
Matt Flynn Direct, I've got your remedy. It's this Civic Media Network. I mean, Madison, people act all the time like Madison. It's just damn liberal blue. Well, it gets bluer all the time, Matt, and I'd like to think we play a part in that with Devil Radio. And this little airway network, Dom and I have been on the airways for 11 years. You know what? The voting numbers in the last 11 years, we get more Democratic votes now than we did total votes coming out of Dane County 20 years ago. So I think there is some correlation and causation, although I can't prove it.
We'll take it, though.
And Matt, I would also point out Waukesha County and the Wow counties are starting to turn a little more purple. Well, we've made a five-year commitment, including yourself, sir, to being on the airwaves in Waukesha County, Milwaukee County, Ozaukee County, and Washington County. Now, I'm not taking all the credit. There's hardworking Dems on the ground, knocking doors, doing all that stuff. But I'm not taking any blame, man. We are starting to change stuff. So when you start, Matt Flynn, talking about the Fox Valley, Green Bay, Oshkosh, out of Gamey County, these are major vote getters. And right now, these college towns, Appleton, I guess, has Lawrence, right?
Yep.
But Green Bay and Oshkosh are red cities, man. And every other blue city in the state is a college town. We can change that, Matt Flynn. You, my friend, need to be a part. And here's what I mean. The Matt Flynn Direct Show will be the lead-in to the greatest radio show ever. You're listening to that right now. But, Matt, starting tomorrow, you're going to be all across the state of Wisconsin. Madison, Milwaukee, the Fox Valley, all across the state. And Matt Flynn, I need you to kick ass and take names on the airwaves and change some hearts and minds, man, because that is the only way, the only infrastructure that $300 million race left Wisconsin with was this radio network, Matt. And we're glad you're a part of it. And we welcome you back to the airwaves tomorrow, man. The Matt Flynn Show. Matt Flynn Direct, 3 o'clock, right here on the Civic Media Network. Matt, glad to have you back, man. Wish I had some of that good Italian food in your absence.
Great to be back, my friend. Great to be back.
Well, Matt, I'll be tuning in for you right here on the Civic Media Network, all across the network, tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And the Devil's Advocates, this big show. This one rolls on. More of us. And you on the phones as well, 844-967-2789. Matt, I'll see you on the radio.
Thanks, Matt.
Liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
And I love all people, rich or poor, but in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
You idiot, you fossil, you antiquated hack.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take, as always, at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we always love hanging out with our buddy Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct. It will go return to the airwaves tomorrow, and there will be a lot of happy listeners. Man, I've been getting peppered since Monday. Where's the Matt Flynn Direct Show? You promised us when Matt came back that Matt would return to the airwaves. I'm like, come on, man. Let my guys program it. Give him a day or two. So Matt returns to the airwaves tomorrow. And I appreciate Matt's patience. I would have done it today, but didn't want anything going wrong on the back end. It takes effort to put a new show on the air. And we just rolled out Todd Alba. I don't know if you've been listening, but Todd Alba had Scott Klug right here in the Madison studios today. Former Republican congressman, we have a diversity of guests here on the airwaves. And Dom, during the course of the elective cycle here in the state of Wisconsin, I cast some aspersions on occasion. In one particular occasion, I called Dan Bice a hack. You know, Dan Bice, columnist over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And the rationale, the reason I called Dan a hack, was because he wrote an article about Mandela Barnes, and God forbid he did an interview with Russia Today, back when Russia Today was actually considered a credible news outfit. Well, anyways, Dan Bice, now in the news, according to Bruce Murphy, our friend at the online daily, urbanmilwaukee.com.
I know you're going to see that one, Crudy.
Journal Sentinel columnist Dan Bice operates as a kind of a one-man dirt patrol, looking to expose missteps and misdeeds by elected officials, which gives his pronouncements some weight. So it was noteworthy that his post-midterm roundup of election winners and losers included the Wisconsin Elections Commission as one of just four losers. Now I'd like to point out, Dom, before we move on in this article, one of the other big losers, according to Dan Bice, Righty Whitey talk show host Dan O'Donnell.
You know, Dan makes a lot of people angry, so he might be doing something mostly right.
What, being a loser? Well, you have been acknowledged.
You like the Dan O'Donnell call, but you don't like the Russia TV call, right? So,
maybe it was Bruce Murphy calling Dan O'Donnell the biggest loser. Okay. I'll have to research that. You know, I read so often, so I read everything, Dom.
Everything. My favorite Bible verse, all of them.
Bice did not explain how he reached his conclusion that the Elections Commission, did I get all this out? No, I interrupted myself. Damn it, Crudy. Stop interrupting Crudy. Here is the rest of what Murphy wrote. Bice blamed the commission, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, because two people helped expose shortcomings in the state's absentee voting system. It shouldn't have been that easy to get the fraudulent ballots, but it was. Now both incidents will serve as fodder for Republican lawmakers as they decide the fate of the beleaguered commission. As Murphy writes, Dan Bice, recently described as a hack by yours truly, did not explain how he reached the conclusion that the Elections Commission was at fault. It did not respond to a question from Urban Milwaukee, but if anyone is to blame, it would be the state legislature, created the rules for the bipartisan commission, made up with three Republicans and three Democratic appointees, and whose current chair is Republican Don Millis, an appointee of Assembly Speaker Robin Foss. As Democratic appointee Ann Jacobs noted in an interview with Urban Milwaukee, the commission follows state statute. The legislature has made decisions on how we are to allow people to accommodate absentee ballots. And Dom, I don't know if you're aware, but the U.S. military members here from the state of Wisconsin are not required to present a voting ID.
Right.
They were accepted by Republicans. And why would they do that? Because, of course, you know, they want to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. Why that exception for members of the military? Well, of course, it is their perception that the military leans Republican, Dom. But that opens a couple of, you know, little gaping holes that you can then blame on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. A little bit more here from Murphy's writing. The idea that military voters might be cheating in elections is a new one, and there's no proof of this. I don't know of any military ballot where fraud occurred, according again to Ann Jacobs, who has been on the committee since 2016. The WEC does annual reports on election fraud, and the total number of incidents of any kind is tiny. But if there ever was to be fraud by military voters, that would be because the Republican-led legislature, whose leaders were gleeful about photo ID requirements. How do we know? Just ask Todd Alba, our host. He was in the freaking caucus room. He was Dale Schultz's chief of staff. I think he made this point publicly, Chris Hayes show and other places. Anyways, a little bit more. So the Republicans created the photo ID requirements, you know, because they wanted to suppress the votes of urban minorities and college students and made no such requirements of military voters. They're not required to register before voting in an election, and they do not need to provide proof of identification or residence to request an absentee ballot. Do you get that? You don't have to register, you don't have to get voter ID, and you don't even have to what? Give proof of residence. I mean, if you want to open the floodgates to fraud on a very minuscule level, because it's not even that many people, but, you know, I mean, from this thought process that someone's always trying to break the election, someone's always trying to steal it. Well, you left the floodgates wide open for the military. See the example of the Milwaukee Elections Commissioner that requested three fraudulent absentee ballots. And how do you get these ballots in false names? Well, that's not a requirement. You don't have to be a registered voter. You don't have to prove who you are. Why? Because the Republicans wanted it that way.
And why would the legislature relax its draconian rules for military voters? Question mark. Because they tend to lean Republican and have always been seen as a boon to GOP candidates. Bice, who's been covering politics for decades, surely knows this, Murphy writes. So why was he blaming the Elections Commission rather than the legislature? And one more, Crudy, the other example, Harry Waite, the leader of Racine County base group that promotes false claims of voter fraud. Waite posed as Voss and Racine County mayor, Corey Mason requested their ballots in order to show violations of the law are possible. Certainly it's possible to do this, but had anyone ever done so prior to Waite? Again, Jacobs could recall no example in the WEC's annual reports on fraud. The reason is obvious. After falsely requesting one or two or maybe three ballots, you were going to get discovered and charged with criminal penalties, Jacobs notes. Waite was charged with two counts of misdemeanor election fraud and two counts of felony identity theft and could face up to 13 years in prison. After Waite publicized his action, the WEC voted to send postcards to more than 12,000 voters who requested absentee ballots to address other than what's on file to verify no one had falsely requested a ballot in their name. Not one voter reported that this happened.
Dan Bice, election loser, hack. You know, I know I've been accused of being blunt in my assessment sometimes. Yeah. You know, if I'm a little too blunt, just compare me with Matt Flynn Direct. You can start tomorrow about 3 o'clock. He'll join us on the big show. Todd Alba playing on the out markets, 8 to 11 a.m. If he's not playing in your market, get the Civic Media app. Give him a listen. He's pretty damn good. Come back. This show, better than pretty damn good. Devil's Advocate, some say greatest radio show ever. The Happier Happy Hour is next.
You need ID. I'm proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea.